Guys, welcome back to my podcast. So I'm still getting used to this video thing, so like bear with me. So your girl Rupani, and I'm very grateful to be here. And it's been a really good day. It's the first of the month, so I'm like really excited. I'm trying out new things. I'm looking different. I'm feeling different. So like, I'm really excited for all these new changes that are coming into my life. So I'm so glad to share everything with you guys as well. And I hope you guys are doing wonderful as always. Peace, and more peace and blessings to you guys. I hope you guys are doing great. Happy Sunday. I hope you guys are happy and getting some sun, some vitamin D. You know, we need all... we need that energy. We need to get that good vitamin D to replenish ourselves, because you know it's looking a little gray these days. But so you guys, I am really excited to share a little more of my healing journey with you guys. Like, lots of changes, lots of good changes, and I'm really glowing. I'm so happy. I'm very, very happy, and I'm so excited to do all of this with you guys. And I'm getting more comfortable doing videos, so like I'm so I'm happy that I'm doing this. Actually, it wasn't in my comfort zone for a long time, but like, it's funny because like I'm very comfortable being on video doing other things, but rather than this, we're here though. We're really here. So let's move forward. So you guys, as y'all know, I've been on this healing journey for a while now, and excuse me, something in my throat. But so like I kind of just wanted to share a little insights of my healing journey and what I could, you know, do to help some of you guys heal. So it's just a couple of little like step by steps to how to heal. So when I first started this healing journey, like I was in a really bad spot. Like I didn't know like the direction my life was going into. Like I basically kind of gave up a little bit. Like I didn't really have stability in my life. Like I was all over the place. Like I didn't really have like a stable career. I was basically in a place in my life where like I just didn't know what was happening, and I was in a lot of denial. Like I basically didn't see anything wrong with what I was doing or any of my behaviors, and like I wasn't thinking ahead, most importantly. So I was basically living in the now, and I just did, you know, I did not care about anything. So like, so the opportunity came for me to like, it was essentially to work to get my finances out, to, you know, get ahead of the game. Basically, it's a new year, so like, you know, I got the opportunity to go somewhere and like to rebuild my life. So it was to North Dakota to stay with my sister. And so I'm here, you know, where the energy was good. It was really so like, but first, like before I get into like more personal stories and anything, like I kind of just wanted to shout out to these books that really helped me with the healing journey. Sacred Woman by Queen Afua, A Guide to the Healing of the Feminine Body, Mind, and Spirit, as well as What Happened to You by Oprah Winfrey and Bruce D. Perry, an MD. So like, these books really helped me conquer my traumas, my healing, as well as basically everything that I have been going through were answered in these two books so far that I have read. So like, I haven't really gotten into more healing books, but like these two kind of like touched the root of what I was really going through, and it really helped me like deal with it and face with it head on. So like before we could talk about healing, I kind of just wanted to go over what actually healing is, and basically why it's so important. And a lot of us in this generation, especially the adult generations, we're carrying a lot of unhealed emotional problems with our lives, and whether we're aware of it or not, it's something that we're currently dealing with it. And like, healing is not something that happens overnight. It takes time to heal, and everybody, it varies with everybody, so not everybody is the same. And so when I started my healing journey, like, it was really tough in the beginning. So there's 5 stages to healing, and we're gonna go over each of them, and if there is a story that applies to my life, I'll go ahead and attach it to the story, to the stage. So the first stage of healing is suffering. So this is the stage where you're like in complete denial, and you're just suffering in your emotions. Like, you don't wanna, like, you're basically just dealing with your own demons in your head, and in the word suffering, you're just suffering by yourself. And the second stage is awareness. Awareness is when you like become aware to like your behaviors, your feelings, your emotions, everything. You actually know exactly what's going on. So like the third stage is confrontation, and this is where you confront the emotions that you have been avoiding, and face your emotional pain. And the next step is, well, the next stage is expression. So this is a stage where you express how you've been feeling. So if like you're sad and you know you want to cry, you actually cry instead of holding it in. If you're angry, you express why you're angry. If you feel betrayed, you express why you feel betrayed. If you're happy, just expressing all of your feelings and emotions. So and then the last step is acceptance. So this is when you have, you know, accepted what happened to you, and you're aware about what happened to you, and you've expressed, you know, how you feel about it, and then you've just accepted it and moved on. So those are the 5 stages of healings. And then after this, I'm gonna go ahead and dissect each stage step by step on how to heal. So the first, I'm gonna go ahead and give you guys 10 ways on how to dissect your healing stage, along with some stories about my life if it applies. So the first one is to recognize your emotions. So are you feeling sad? Are you angry? Are you hurt? Are you betrayed? Are you feeling disappointed? So try to figure out how exactly are you feeling. What are your emotions? Like, with me, with my traumas, well, there were various ones, but like the one that I held on to the most was, I was feeling, you know, hurt, betrayed, and disappointed, because the people that I thought loved me and cared for me and was supposed to be there for me were the ones that hurt me the most. So like, that's what I recognized as betrayal and disappointment, you know, especially if it's like the people that were like the closest to you. You know, it's not like strangers that did it, it's like the people closest to you. So number 2, find the source of the pain. So like, you have to find the root cause of your pain. Like, when did the pain start? What people were associated with this pain? When was the last time you felt this pain? And when was the last time you felt this emotional pain? So try to figure out exactly when you started feeling the way you're feeling about that, you know, the trauma or that emotional pain. When did it start? Was it a childhood thing? Was it when you were in, you know, mid-teens, or like, as you know, early adults? Like, why are you holding on to this pain? When did it start, and who was involved with this hurt? And then for number 3, you need to fully realize your emotional wounds. So now you have to be fully aware of the depth of the pain, of how you feel. So how severe is this pain? When you let yourself carry this pain, how heavy is it when you carry that pain? How do you feel about this pain? So just like become aware of it, to just like recognize, see that pain. And for number four, ask yourself how it made you feel. So like, what conclusions did you draw yourself about the situation that happened? Did it make you feel stupid? Did it make you feel embarrassed, scared, shameful, etc.? How are you attached to what happened, you know? So are you punishing yourself for what happened? Are you self-sabotaging yourself? Did it make you feel unworthy, not good enough? So for number five, remember the negative and positive about that situation. Everything in life has two sides to it. So the good and the bad. What lessons have you learned from that situation, and what blessings have you gotten from that pain? So basically, so kind of like having compassion for yourself and for that person in that situation. So like basically putting yourself in their shoes type of thing. Like, how do you feel? Like, try to put yourself in their mind, in their shoes. Try to feel, you know, put yourself in that situation. You know, did you learn anything from it? Or was it a blessing? You know, was there a blessing that came out of that pain that you received? So, and then number six, express your pain. All of this pain that you have been carrying inside must come out. So it's a really crucial step in this healing journey, because everything, we have to let out all of that painful feelings that we have been carrying or that has been stored inside of us all these years. So there's some ways that you could, you know, release all of that pain. You could go out into the woods, scream. I'm not much of a screamer, so like, but like, if that is a way for me to express my anger, by all means, you could write it out. That's what I did. You could, you know, scream into a pillow if you wanted. You could paint a picture, draw, you could dance, you could, you know, do burning rituals, whatever you need to do to just feel that pain come out of you. You know, a couple of good ways for you to express your pain. And then for number seven, redefine your reality. This is my favorite part. So like, this is when you get to change your story. You get to rewrite brand new story, blank page, just you starting over, you know, just everything brand new, rebirthing a whole new you. So just, you know, this is the part where you get to, you know, think about everything that has happened in your life and what, you know, you need to do for the future. So you need to visualize your life, your new life as you want it, as if it's already here. So, and then here's part for you to like reflect, to take the necessary steps for you to achieve that life that you want. So this is like the best part after you've gone through all of that. Like, this is the best part, because I can attest to this, because I went through all of that difficult step number seven. So this is emotional healing meditation. I don't know if you guys know meditation or have heard of meditation or do meditation, but meditation has really helped me tap more into myself and look inside, to especially with meeting my younger self. Like, it really helped me like go deep inside myself and see exactly what I want and what makes me happy. And I enjoy meditation. It's something that has become part of like my morning ritual. You know, every morning I must meditate, or before I go to bed I must meditate. So it's something that really like, it distresses you from like the you know, everything that's going on in this outside world. It's just like this chance for you to like just shut off every step number eight. So forgive yourself and others. So you've been hurt by someone you knew, or by someone you knew or didn't know, or someone that didn't, you know any better, or acted on what they thought was right at that time. So like, somebody hurt you, and you're aware of it now, and you know, like if you were to put your having compassion for them, you would just forgive them because they're out there living their lives, you know, moving. They moved on with their lives. They're doing that, but you're the one that's still hurt. You're the one that's still like in pain about what happened. So the best thing to do is to just forgive and forgive them. Forgiving them helps you forgive yourself because then you're in your mind, you're just like, okay, you know, I'm not angry at them anymore. I forgive them and I've moved forward. So like, forgive them, forgive. And there's some ways, like you don't necessarily have to go to them and just say, hey, I forgive you. 9 times out of 10, they're not gonna know what you're talking about. Just like, but if you feel like that's what you wanna do, you feel it in your chest that you wanna talk to them about what they did, then yes, by all means, go ahead and do that. But like, if you don't feel like you wanna face them or confront the whole situation, you just wanna forgive them and let go, forgive them in your heart. And forgive them, you know, say to God, say to the universe, whoever, you know, you pray to, that you've forgiven them and you let go. Or you could, you know, write a letter. That's what I did to some people that I needed, you know, forgive. So like, if you feel like writing a letter is best, do that. And then I just burned the letters after, you know, I said a prayer, meditated on them, and then I just burned them to just let go, see everything get burned and just disappeared like that. That was relieving for me. So, you know, writing a letter and burning it, writing all of your feelings and everything into it and just burning it relieves a lot of pressure. So, number 10, letting it go. So, after you know you wrote everything down, you can have the option to burn the letter, tear it up, or bury it, perform any rituals that you want to do to just to represent that you know you've let go and you've healed and you want to move forward. So just letting it go is the last step. You know, like after letting it go, you guys, you have to make every effort to, you know, emotionally get rid of the obstacles of the, you know, the fears in your life so you could be, you know, living a fearless life. So it's time to heal yourself from the past and take control of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So in ways for you to know that you are actually healed and you're feeling better about your life, the signs to like emotional healing is you start having more positive thoughts and you feel excited about your future. Like right now, I'm really, really excited because I know what path to go on to now, even though, you know, sometimes you have to go backwards to go forward. So, yeah, so I'm really excited and I can share more about that later down the road. And so the next thing is, you know, your health is improving and you're eating healthier, you're moving your body by going to the gym or by walking, or you know, you prioritize sleeping now. Like everything in your life is just a natural glow, like it feels really good. So, yeah, like I never thought I would be like a person that enjoys going to the gym every morning, but I've been going every morning for the past 2 months. And like, I feel weird if I don't go. Like, that's the conclusion we came to. So, like, yeah, if you start feeling really good once you let go of everything and you just like want to start afresh, everything just feels really good. And then you get out of your comfort zone, like you start to build your self-confidence. So like what I'm doing right now, like I never thought I would be on video. Like I enjoyed just recording behind the mic without people seeing me. So like, this is a big step and I'm taking it as it comes and I'm grateful for each step. So I'm really happy, you know, this was a kicking, you know, push in the right direction. And then you feel more energized and you're in a better mood. So like every morning after I meditate and everything, like I feel so ready to tackle on the day. Like I'm so Like, you guys, I literally get like 5-6 hours of sleep every night, but like I feel so good every day. Like, I'm so energized. Like, I wake up early because of my personal healing reasons. Like, that's when I get up to, like, you know, drink my tea and meditate and do yoga if I have to, or like journal and everything. So I wake up at 5:30 every morning to do that, but that's just me. But and then, like, after that, like, the whole day just feels really good. Like, and then I go to bed at like 11 or midnight sometimes. And then the next thing is, you know, you understand that bad days are just temporary, and especially with people's attitudes and people's days, and like, you just know that it shouldn't affect you. Like, everything is just temporary, and you just, you know, you gotta keep it moving. And you know, if you know, it rains, it rains. Like, if it's the sun is out, the sun is out, it shines. So like, everything is just temporary, and you're just going with the flow. So kind of just like feeling your emotions and going through them. So yeah, just the type of vibe, you know, like, everything is just temporary, and we're just feeling it and going along with it. And then the next thing is, your life seems to get better as you're, you know, you're ready to take the necessary steps to create, you know, your dream life, or the life that you want, basically. So once, you know, you get out of that mentality of like the victimhood of like, you know, like, why is this happening to me? Like, why is my life like this? Why is that? Or, you know, you start to change your mindset and your perspective to, what is this teaching me? What do I need to learn at this moment? Or like, okay, you know, this happened to me. How can I turn it into my power? Like, not dwelling into the past or like your negative emotions or traumas. So just like this book, what happened to you? So like, a lot of people's behaviors nowadays, especially as adults, we question people all the time, like, why are you acting this way? Why are you like that? Why are you like this? Why are you doing that? Instead, we could ask the people, like, what happened to you to make you act this way? What happened to you to make you, you know, say these things? So yeah, basically, like, healing, I hope, you know, it was a little like, it's a little long. I hope you guys, you know, got the points that you guys needed to. Just so basically recognizing, like, the necessary steps to take to heal, because, you know, everybody needs healing. Like, we all need to heal in order to grow. So just basically understanding what it is that's hurting you and the people involved, and just learning to have compassion for the people involved, and just learning to, like, forgive. And because you're not doing it just for them, you're doing it for yourself too, so you can grow and move on. So just like basically understanding the situation that happened, and just putting yourself in their shoes, and then whatever you need to do to let go of that pain, do your rituals. And you know, guys, so like, healing is I don't even know how to describe it, but like, at the end of the healing, like, I don't want to say at the end of the healing, but like, along the process of healing, you start to feel lighter. Like, you feel like you could just do anything. Like, you can conquer anything, and you just feel like all of these baggage, like, literally, like, those pictures or memes that you see on the internet all day about how, like, when you're carrying your baggage behind your back, you have all this weight. And that shit is true, because as soon as you start to forgive and let go, you really do feel lighter. Like, I've literally been feeling like I have so much space in my head for new memories. I just feel light. Like, I just need to rebuild. Thanks so much for tuning into my podcast of my healing journey. I hope you guys enjoyed very much. And Queen of Four, Sacred Woman. I'm really, really in love with this book, and it's really helped me dig a lot into like my childhood past. And you guys, it's deep. It's really deep. It really like opens you up. And the first step is, like, we're talking about, like, our womb and how to heal our wombs as women. And then, like, the second part is our voice. So, like, communication. So how to speak like proper sacred women. And I love this book. I am a sacred woman and I am enjoying this journey as well. So you guys, thanks so much. Until next time, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, share with everybody that you think needs healing. I am going to be posting more personal stories that went along with my healing. So I'll share my mushroom journey. I'll share my Reiki journey, as well as my journalings, how to meditate, going over our chakras as well, and just everything that makes you feel good, as well as baths. As I really love taking baths, and like I'm getting into crystals as well, so like I'm really enjoying everything that's very peaceful, very soft, very comfortable. So yeah guys, until next time, much love, peace and light, peace and love. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your week. Much love until next time.